First of all, can you talk me through the band's formation in 2004, how Across the Sun originally got together?
Yeah. I'm just waking up. can you ask the question one more time? I'm sorry.
Can you talk me through how the band originally got together?
Yeah. We formed in 2004 in Portland, Oregon. Originally it was high school friends. And then over the years, member changes. And everything. Basically just getting to where we are now, permanent warming up. Yeah, I don't know. I'm so out of it. Wow.
Do you want me to reschedule the interview?
No. I was supposed to be woken up like an hour ago. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, I can call back if you want me to. I mean, I don't mind.
No, it's fine. That's basically it. I mean, formed in 2004 in Portland, Oregon. High school friends. I mean, we've just been, we started out playing shows just regionally. And our first demo in 2005. We had a showcase with Victory Records, after our second EP 2006. That's where we met our manager, Mark Bubb. And over the last couple of years since we met him, we've just been exponentially, you know, getting more and more bigger shows and more important events. Basically culminating with signing with Beltblade last summer. We played the New England Metal Fest in Massachusetts. And basically where we are now is, the album came out yesterday, the new album, Before Night Takes Us. And we have our permanent lineup and everything's going awesome.
Where does the name come from then, Across the Sun?
Originally the name basically, it means to us that that's how far we're willing to go to chase our dreams, to kind of see where our dreams will take us, Across the Sun. Kind of cheesy, but we like it.
Okay. Would it be okay if we spoke about the EPs, first of all, before we go on to the new record?
What about that? I'm sorry.
Would it be okay if we spoke about the EPs before we went on to the new record?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you tell me about the first one, This War, just like right in here and, the first bunch of tracks the band did and so on?
Yeah, This War came out in 2006. We recorded it with a guy named Stephen Hawks in Portland, Oregon. It's our old lineup, the six tracks, self-produced, self-recorded. Pretty low budget. It's really what first kind of shotgunned us into the public eye. There's a lot of people that still actually have that EP. That's why we actually put it on iTunes just recently, because we've had a lot of people asking for it. Top of my head, it's been a long time trying to think of the track names. I can't think of all of them off the top of my head. I think in order it would be like Eternal, Finding Dead, it's been forever. Can't think of the third track. The other track names are escaping me. It's been forever.
That's okay, we can look
at that. We haven't played any songs from that EP for quite some time, probably at least 4 years.
Are there any plans to for a CD re-release or something?
We've talked about, you know, doing, like, maybe re-recording the tracks or, you know, doing a new mix and master on all the old EPs and kind of doing some kind of special release with all the old tracks. But that's not happening anytime soon. You know, we'll definitely announce it if and when it'll happen.
Was the second EP, Storms Weathered, an improvement on the first then? Would you say or not? Or?
Absolutely, yeah. I think for us, you know, some bands get better and better as the EPs go along. Some bands completely change, this and that. I think for us, we've just been, over the years, as we release new albums, or new EPs, and new albums, we've just been getting better and better as musicians and, you know, evolving our sound. And I think with this new record, we really have just kind of found our niche, found really where we're at with our sound. And I think from now on, it's just a matter of developing that sound and seeing how far we can take it. But yeah, as far as Storms Weathered go, I definitely think that is quite an improvement in every way on this war. And the same with Essence and Rapture, and then, of course, out with the new album.
With Pestilence and Rapture, how would you describe that in compared to the other two EPs?
Essence and Rapture, compared to the other two, I think, is a lot darker, a lot heavier, and that's the first album that we had our guitarist Sam Hafer, and he is so much more musically developed than any other guitarist that we've ever had. So on that record, we were able to really explore our musicianship and really explore the kind of music that we can write. I think that in every way musically, otherwise, I think that we just all stepped it up on that EP. And that's the EP that really got us national, you know, international exposure. It's really what got us attention from record labels and the higher-ups. So I think that in every way that EP is just so much better than the first two, just because we were able to explore so much more musically when we got Sam in the band. Or we couldn't do that. We're just kind of amateur. That's how I feel about Pestilence. A lot darker, a lot heavier, a lot more evolved skill-wise. A lot better musically.
Is that EP how Metal Blade came to hear of the band then, or?
Yeah, pretty much. We had been working with our manager for about a year then, and Sam and the band, and with our newfound, you know, musicianship and everything. Once that came out, it was all too easy to just kind of have something for a record label to listen to. That's where we all, including our manager, that's where we all thought, okay, now we can move forward. Actually have something that's all within us where we can play with the big boys now.
Oh, okay. And how did this, it's the first band's first full-length record. Talk me through the songwriting process for developing into a finished record, like.
Songwriting process. A lot of bands, they have one or two members maybe that write kind of everything. With us, it's not that way. We write everything cohesively. We always write as a unit. And especially for this record, it really made it. I'm trying to think of the word. It made it really organic sounding. It made it really really flow very well. Especially for us. We feel like writing as a unit definitely gives it a sense of validity, and it also allows everyone ultimately has a better end product. And, you know, by the end of, you know, writing the album, you know, we're a lot tighter as a band, you know, both musically and personally. But, yeah, it's pretty much the writing process for us, as far as that goes. I write all the lyrics myself. That's pretty much the only thing that, you know, isn't a cohesive effort. I just write everything lyrically, but everything else is written as a unit.
What are these demons then you talk about in the lyrics? Try to come to terms with, so to speak.
Just life events, things that have happened in my life personally. That's what I like to write about mostly. Just kind of reflecting on all the things that have happened in my life. Unfortunately, I've been through a lot of hardships. As many people have. So I feel like writing from the heart, writing from my life experiences, kind of allows a lot of people to, what I'm looking for, relate to me and my lyrics and what I've been through. And I'm pretty much a positive guy, despite all the bad things. So I like to, when I reflect on them and when I write, I like to write from a positive standpoint. Basically, just saying, if this happened, it sucked. No, I'm not going to let it drag me down.
Are there any specific, experiences you can pinpoint?
Yeah, Blessing in Disguise, track 8 off the new CD. That song is kind of a tribute to my aunt who passed away a couple years ago. She was basically my other parent. I didn't have a father growing up, so she and my mom were it, and when she passed away, I kind of lost it for a while, and that was basically my reflection on that whole experience. That and List of Grandeur is kind of a little finger, if you will, to my father. It's just kind of a way of saying, I've tried, and if you're not gonna stick around, then I'm gonna move on, and I'm gonna, I'm gonna be better for it. Had a lot of struggles not having a dad growing up. That's kind of my final hoorah as far as that goes. You never know what the future holds as far as that goes with my dad, but as far as for now, that's just my final say on the subject. Lyrically, anyway.
When you say you went off it a little bit, went off the rails type thing, are we talking about substance abuse or anything like of our nature, or what?
No.
What did that involve?
I've never done anything like that. Just emotionally, because sometimes when everything seems to kind of be getting really bad, I just kind of shut down and kind of shut out the world for a while. Nothing as far as substance abuse or anything like that, but just kind of emotionally shut down.
Okay, so. Just emotional issues and mental health type stuff then.
Yeah, just kind of aloof, not really, because I'm a very social person, I'm a very happy person, always doing things, always hanging out with people, and then sometimes when things get really, really bad, I just kind of remove myself from society in general, just kind of hang out on my own, just do a little reboot, recharge the batteries, if you will.
Okay. Is this new record a step darker again than compared to the third EP? Is it another notch up type thing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had a lot more time to write this album than we did probably. Well, not any other EP, but Pestilence, especially. When we started writing Pestilence, we were about a week and a half through the writing. We had maybe a song or two written, and then we had our first label say, okay, we want to get behind this, but we want you to release it before tour. And at that point, tour was in 4 weeks, so we had to write a 6-song EP and record a song EP in 4 for that it was really good, but for this album we had a good, you know, 3 months. So just having that time alone allowed us to, you know, really explore everything, you know, leave no stone unturned, and just kind of do our thing even more so than we were allowed to before. So definitely think that, you know, this album is a step up for sure. We feel like it's a really solid this release for any band really, but especially for our kind of music. We're really proud of it.
What type of musical territory then does this record explore? Song structure is improved with this record end as well.
Song structure.
Yeah, like terms of the songs, how they're composed, like, you know, put together. Like,
yeah, the arrangements. Yeah.
Arrangements.
I think so. I definitely think so. I think we've always been really good about that. Anyway, was since we kind of really became who we are, you know, once Sam joined the band, that's really when we came into our own with Pestilence. So I think since then, and we've continued on this record, definitely arrangements and song structures, I think they're solid. You know, there's not a whole lot of back and forth and confusion. I think that it's really solid. I think that, you know, you can listen to it front to back and take it all in really quite easily, I think. You know, even though sometimes we do have, you know, technical parts, some parts that are a little bit off the chart, but, you know, not so much that somebody couldn't really relate to it, and not so much that somebody couldn't really enjoy it. But I definitely think song structure is solid for sure.
So there's not a lot of, like, flourishes and that type thing where, like, say, I don't know, like, one of the members goes off and does some sort of, shows off a bit and all that sort of, you know.
We do have a little bit of that. You know, I think we're all really talented musicians. I think that we all like to shine a little bit. You know, Shane, our keyboardist, yeah, he's really coming to his own on this record. We've been really pushing him to kind of, instead of be kind of a background instrument like he has in the past, but we've been pushing him to be more like a second guitar or more like a, you know, rhythm instrument. So on this record he really stands out more and even has a really awesome solo in one of the songs. So and then of course Sam, you know, Sam's a shredder, so, you know, we always leave a lot of room for him to kind of do his thing, but that's kind of become our sound anyway over the last couple of years. We love that, definitely.
What was it like to work with Daniel Castleman?
What's that?
What was it like working with Daniel Castleman?
Oh, Daniel Castleman. Daniel was cool. Super cool. He's a really laid-back guy. Like, when you talk to him outside of the studio, you wouldn't think that he'd be so, I don't know what the word would be. he's very, very hard on you, in a good way. No stone unturned. He, you know, he'll make you do the take a billion times so you get it perfect instead of being lazy like a lot of people will and just kind of fudging it. So we really like that about him because we're the same way. You know, when we did our first 3 demos/EPs, you know, we were the same way. We didn't have a producer or anything. We were just kind of in there naked, you know, and we always made sure to be hard on ourselves and be really
says that the band worked recorded at Lambesis Studios. Is that like home studio of like the guy from Mazzelli Dying or something? Or?
Yeah, it's his, it's not his home studio, but it is his, like, he owns the studio for sure. It's the studio that has his name on it. He does all the As I Lay Dying records there. Like, Impending Doom and Winds of Plague and a lot of good bands. So it was really awesome, you know, recording in a space where a lot of bands that we look up to have recorded their albums, and especially with Castleman, he's done all the As I Lay Dying records, and so having somebody behind the hilt that really knows their stuff is really, really awesome. It was quite an experience for us. We've never had anybody so knowledgeable, so experienced behind the hilt.
What did Daniel possibly bring out of you as a vocalist then? And like possibly something extra that may not have happened if you weren't involved?
With Castleman, it was actually surprising for me because he, apparently, he's told me that he's worked with a lot of vocalists that he's had to kind of, I don't know what the word would be, it has been hard to work with, I guess, and he didn't know what to expect with me, and, you know, during the whole recording of the vocals process, he was kind of blown away. Just by how well I am, how efficient I am in the studio. You know, I was completely open-minded and ready for anything, all ideas, and I always am. And, you know, every time I would do something or have an idea, like, he pretty much thought it was, you know, the way to go. And we worked perfectly together, he and I. He was kind of blown away. But as far as him bringing something, you know, particular out of me, I really can't think of anything, like, you know, at the risk of sounding, like, egotistical, like, he told me, like, I don't know, he just told me, like, I don't even need to be here, you're amazing, and I'm like, wow, that's really awesome, it's kind of blown away, so, I don't know, that's pretty much it as far as that goes.
Okay, I was wondering maybe if, like you said, he likes to get the take right, so maybe he made sure the standard was there, maybe? I'm not saying the band has the standards, but...
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm the same way. When I would record vocals, you know, without somebody there who knew what they were doing, I would be the same way. I would, you know, want to take a million takes before I got it perfect, and he's the same way, you know? Like, we were almost, like, of the same mind. Like, every time I knew that I was sharp, or every time I knew that I missed a note, I would say it, and he'd be like, yep. Or, like, we would say it at the same time. So, we were pretty much on the same level the whole time. It was great.
Okay, what's the plan from here, then, with the band? Like, where will the band go from here, then?
Well, the album came out yesterday, and we are currently on tour right now. We are a few days from meeting up with Atticus Young and the Restless Tour, which is headlined by Our Last Night and Attila. Anna is also on there, and Arsonist Call the Girls. But we're about two months with them, and then right after that we're out with The Human Abstract and Yale Summit. That's about 3 weeks, and then I think we're home for the summer, which is nice. We've never really been home for the summer, so that'll be cool. And then just back to touring. We're going to be touring on this record for a good year, probably. We're going to start writing a new record immediately, and yeah, that's pretty much it, just writing and recording for now. Doing as much touring as we can, trying to get on as many tours as possible and get out there and play shows.